Welcome to Money Adventures with TK, a podcast for the ordinary young African who is determined to get their personal finances right. Willing to have a better relationship with your money? Well, this podcast is for you.
Hello, fellow Toolblazers. Welcome back to Escapes with TK / Money Adventures with TK, the podcast. So I have one of my absolute favorites on the hot seat today. And before I get into who the guest is, I'm sure the cameraman is already shining the spotlight on her. I really find a lot of inspiration from this particular guest because she is unapologetic about how she lives her life. That's whether good. It's a professional, personal life, she is the girl with the hashtag Girls of Fortune is. And if you don't like the movement, that's on you. Oh, I have the privilege of speaking to Lerato. She'll introduce herself. But what I love about Lerato is, like I mentioned, unforgivable, unapologetic. You know, she lives her life fully. She has her career path entangled. But most importantly, she walks the talk. You know, she is about excellence, she's about branding, she's about positioning and being strategically so. So I had the privilege of speaking to her just after a strategic meeting, Lebomero Makgatlo, and my goodness.
It was amazing.
Welcome back, because I featured you in episode 3 of Talks of a Linford.
Yeah, good. You know,
Welcome to Money Adventures TK, Escapes with TK. Welcome to TK's Safe Haven, shooting live from Lapel Essentials Health and Wellness Spa, situated in Lower Tizani. And Lerato and Hape have the privilege of enjoying a massage from this amazing space. So anyway, without wasting any more time, let's... How are you today? Welcome.
Thank you. You're one of the few people who is able to introduce me in a way that I could never on my own. Very few people can do that. Very few people can outshine me when introducing me.
Well, I feel like having shared a couple of spaces with you, the latest one being the TechCon 2019.
Yeah.
I mean, like, that's one of my favorite, like,
It was amazing. Well, for those that don't know me, Lebitso la ka ke Lerato Mphaka. I am a Mosotho woman. Please don't ask me if I'm married. Like, those questions are not relevant. I am head of strategy, strategic projects, and client experience at Metropolitan. I'm also the executive director of the Learning Mindset Foundation. I'm a student. I'm an author. I run a mentorship program. I consult with SMEs. I sit on a couple of boards, finally, in the country. And I'm branching out, actually, in October, I guess. I'm hitting the diaspora really hard in October. So that's me, for those that don't know.
My goodness. Okay. I don't know if you guys felt what I was feeling when she was going on and on. Like, firstly, where do you find the time to do all of these things? There's only 24 hours.
Yeah.
Like, how do you find the time?
I find the time within the 24 hours. You know, like, I don't have extra time. I work within the 24 hours that I have, and that normally means waking up at 3, sometimes 4 if I'm lazy, and I plan my day. That's really what it's about, a disciplined approach to your day and what the impact you're going to make in that day should look like. And then, of course, I close it off with reflection. Did I do what I said I was going to do in that day? So that's what kicks me up. That's what kicks me in the butt.
My goodness. Yeah. So for me, the Lerato Mphaka brand positioned is so well.
Thank you.
so well. Maybe take us through on the journey on where it started and what the brand stands for and what the brand seeks to achieve.
Yeah. So, I mean, there are a couple of aspects to the brand. The first one is, you know, this is a knowledge-based person, entity, persona. And I'm never shy about sharing knowledge. I think I've always preached the idea of democratization of knowledge. So anything about my brand will either empower you, will connect you with resources that can empower you, will challenge you to think differently about yourself, your life, your own goals. But there's also an aesthetic that, you know, this brand is about.
Yeah.
My brand manager loves to say it's quiet luxe. You know, I love luxury. I love you know luxury. I love looking beautiful and treating myself to nice things and driving cars that I think are beautiful. And so the brand is also about that. And so you'll see a lot of my fashion moments. I love stuff like that. And finally, it's about... it's an experimental brand as well, which is beautiful because you never really know what we're going to do next. You know, I love that about the brand. It's also incredibly experimental. And I think you'll see as, you know, the months go on that we're really pushing the envelope in terms of what a young Mosotho woman can do.
What a young Mosotho woman can do. And talking about a young Mosotho woman, like, you have a very colorful academic journey.
Yeah.
I mean, you started in IT,
yeah,
and now you are doing client experience.
Yeah.
So maybe talk us through the academic journey and why it's so important to invest in yourself and your development as a human being.
Well, I mean, there are two basic things. We develop ourselves because we want to be better versions of ourselves. I think, you know, at a basic level, that's what self-development is seeking to do. You want to be a different type of TK, you know, in a month's time, because that's what keeps your life incredibly interesting, at least for me. The second thing is, you know, in our economy, development is tied to money as well. I'm not shy about my ambition to earn as much money as I possibly can because I have infinite uses of money. Mm-hmm. So I need it. I need lots of it in order to achieve the stuff that I want to achieve. So my self-development was closely tied to my career because I needed to make sure that when I go to school and I invest $250,000 in an MBA, it's because that MBA is going to come back and actually pay me or pay itself and then pay me back double, maybe in the next 6-7 years. And also the other, you know, courses that I do, the executive development courses, I do that because in my leadership role, I mean, I'm one of the youngest exco members in this country. In my leadership role, what I want to be able to do is to make sure that I impart the company's message as seamlessly as possible. I'm not going to do that if I'm stuttering because I don't understand strategy. I'm not going to do that if I cannot translate strategy in English into a sort of, then I'm not a good leader. So all the things that I do with my professional career are tied to my, you know, student life, because truly they you can't do one without the other. Like, I don't know how you can divorce the two. I really don't.
Wow. So talking about that particular journey, for me, what also stands out is your career. You've had a very colorful career. I mean, banking, insurance, telecommunications, you know. So how has your career been? I mean, imagine there's a viewer who's watching this particular episode or video or podcast or reading the article, if I convert this into an article, who's thinking, I need to navigate my career.
Yeah.
So maybe talk us through how you've been able to navigate your specific career.
Yeah. So, you know, when I first started working in 2010, I think I was very fortunate to work in banking. And then I used to work for Lesotho Post Bank when we still had passbooks.
Ah.
Yeah, that was before cards. And it was, I had a need to solve a general problem, which was, one, I hate, you know, people lining up in banks, and I think financial inclusion is a serious development need. And I think that's where a lot of my career journey or career goals stemmed from. There was a big picture that I was trying to solve for. And luckily for me, it was employer agnostic. So I didn't really care which employer was employing me at the time. I still am in pursuit of that goal. And I think that's why, even in circling in telcos, I was never going to sell airtime, bro. You know, I mean, when I got to Vodacom, I immediately was fortunate enough to work on a business case that had something to do with insurance at the time. Mm-hmm. So it's always been big picture driven and very employer agnostic. And that's why tomorrow I can leave my current employer and go to another one, as long as the big picture is still intact for me.
Wow. So before we move on to that, before we move on to the next question. Mm-hmm. So you've been with a couple of employers.
Yes.
Have you been, very personal question, have you been preserving your retirement benefits? Or what does that look like? Obviously, you know, but you know I'm a big advocate for retirement planning. Yeah.
So I'm going to be brutally honest, not all the time.
Okay.
There was a particular move where I withdrew from my retirement funds, but it was because I wanted to start something. And I'm monitoring that entity very closely because it definitely has to pay me back. It's unfortunate it'll never pay me in compound interest, but it has to pay back the initial investment that I took out. I'm not a stickler for, you know, take everything out and leave nothing. I'm also not, you know, I'm not a strong advocate for leave nothing to chance. I think sometimes we do get lucky, but you have to play your cards right. You kind of have to know what you're going to do with a chunk of money. Don't take it out just for the sake. I could have and bought a Louis Vuitton. I didn't.
I mean, talking about a Louis Vuitton, we'll come back to that. So for me, 2019, 2020, and 2021 have been big years for the Leraton Parker brand.
Yep.
You know, yep. You've done exceptionally well. What can we expect from the Leraton Parker brand? And what have been some of the driving forces to get the brand to where it is today?
Maybe let me start with the second question first. My big idea with the Leraton Parker brand is to be an export. Mm-hmm. I think companies like Dustbusters have shown us that you can start local and actually grow into the diaspora. Dustbusters is now Dustbusters Africa. But I haven't really seen a Mosotho deliberately say their brand is an export. And that's what I'm passionate about exploring. And so when I say I'm branching out into the diaspora, it's because, you know, my book, for example, I want to increase distribution channels beyond this country. And while it'll be digital, the, you know, the PR aspect of it, I'm actually outsourcing to the diaspora, because I do want to see myself somewhere in Nigeria or somewhere in Kenya. Because, I mean, TK, how many conferences have I attended where I was equally, you know, compatible with the other people that were in those conferences? I was a speaker in the ISAG conference and the East and Southern African Accountants General Conference. And, you know, people seem to like what I say. So I want to see whether or not I can't capitalize on that as a brand that actually was able to be an export.
And I think adding on to that as well, I remember, I think you were speaking in Rwanda.
I was supposed to go to Rwanda. I was in Namibia then. Yeah.
Namibia.
Yeah.
But Rwanda was supposed to happen and then COVID.
And then COVID happened, yeah.
And for me, the one thing that stands out when I always think about the Leraton Parker brand is start local and think global.
Absolutely.
You know.
Absolutely.
And when I see how the brand is evolving, it really captures and consolidates that narrative that think local. And for me personally, it's also challenging me to say that, how do I take the TK Ntebe brand beyond the borders of Lesotho?
Yeah.
You know, so when it comes to, now let's talk a bit about your book. Now, so this is supposed to be a 20-minute episode, so I hope we still have a bit of time. Let's talk a bit about your book. And I was reading the book, so if you have not read the Navigating Your Career, and I wish, this is a toolkit that I wish I read 10 years ago when I started my career.
I'm glad.
Note one, as per my notes, I left my job without a solid offer to go to, but I really felt free. This remains the biggest lesson of my journey to self-awareness.
Yes.
So let's maybe talk about what self-awareness means for Leraton Parker in the corporate space.
Well, it's really a culmination of, you know, three aspects, and I talk about that quite extensively in the book. You know, self-regulation, self-motivation, and also a sense, a deep sense of self. Mm-hmm. And that often means connecting with your emotions. And I know a lot of us, when we get into corporate, we actually think EI is some academic concept that is only practiced by leaders. But if you're serious about leading yourself, you can't disconnect yourself from your emotions. And the reason why I left that job was because I was miserable. I was miserable, you know, up from tears in the morning, not connected in the office. I'd sit in a little desk and I wasn't adding any value to that employer. So for me, it was important to preserve not only the employer's time, because they were really, I felt, spending money on someone who was less than, but it was important for me and my corporate legacy that I don't kind of regress into the shadows of a has-been. I never want to be a has-been in my career. I will always be it. And for that to happen, I have to connect to that job. I have to connect to the culture. I have to connect to the strategic vision. I have to connect to the leadership. If any one of those things is missing for me, then I regress. I become miserable, like literally miserable. And so I left because I needed to preserve myself. I was losing myself.
So for a viewer that is possibly starting the career as a young person, what do you say to them from your book's perspective? Because I feel like I've read the book, and yes, 10 years later I'm like, oh, I've done a couple of career decisions, career moves, but had I had this guide when I was starting out, I would have made completely different career decisions. So what do we say to those people?
You start with leading yourself. That is perhaps the starting point of any professional career that you will embark on. Leading yourself. And leading yourself is about self-awareness, about self-regulation, and about motivating yourself and inspiring yourself to become the thing that you see in your head about yourself. And that's why I say, if you're very clear, if you've led yourself, why tie yourself to an employer? Leading yourself is employer agnostic. You don't know who you're going to work for anyway. So leading yourself is about understanding who you are, what principles guide you, what are your values, and then making sure that every career decision you make ties you to that job. Otherwise, you've stopped leading yourself. And the minute you stop leading yourself, TK, that's when you become a has-been, bruh.
Ooh, I'm trying to be a has-been. So, in wrapping up, I mean, on a lighter note, let's talk a bit about, like in closing, let's talk a bit about your wardrobe, what inspired you. Who's Lerato on the personal side? Lerato is the career woman, the brand, the hardworking person. So, who's Lerato on the lighter side?
From I love clothes.
What inspires your clothes? And she spends a lot of money on her clothes, bags, and shoes. I've actually asked if she's insured her stuff. But anyway, what inspires your style?
It's luxe. I don't consider myself a fashion head. I don't necessarily follow trends. I love looking at trends and how people put things together. But I always come back to basics. I'm a solid colors girl. You know, I love well-fitting clothes. I love high-waisted pants. You'll always see that a little bit in all of my looks. And I love fabulously made shoes. And I don't care if they're expensive. I love fabulously made shoes, and I love equally amazing bags. I think they're a statement. I think anywhere I go, people look at my feet and then they go upward, and then they linger on my face a little bit. So I always try to make meeting me holistically an experience, a beautiful experience. And it has to be tied into the visual appeal as well.
Visual appeal.
Yeah.
My goodness. See why I love having that one on my channel. So in closing, like absolute closing, what are your closing remarks to the viewer and listener who's,
Buy my book. Two reasons for that. We need to start learning how to reflect on who we are in the spaces that we spend the most time, 8 hours a day. And we also need to understand where the world of work is going. So if you're curious about that and you want to find your place, or at least start thinking about your place, buy my book. Secondly, follow me everywhere, because I look great almost all the time. Okay, I'm joking. But I love interacting with people. So anyone that kind of communicates with me on social media, I'm always so open to chat. And even if it's 1 a.m., always open to chat.
So thank you so much for all the love and support. I've been chatting to the ever so beautiful and fabulous Lerato Mpaka. Make sure to follow her on all the social media platforms, Lerato Mpaka, and buy her book. I'm loving the book. Buy her book. And of course, remember to subscribe to my channel, Escapes with TK, and of course the podcast Money Adventures with TK. And until the next video / podcast, love, peace, more champagne, more bags, more shoes, while taking care of your money. Thank you guys. Mwah. Cheers.
You've been listening to Money Adventures with TK. We want to hear from you. Don't be shy to like, comment, and share. Money's an adventure. Let's enjoy the ride.